Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We talked earlier about the Denver Broncos hiring Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. And to talk about it, we bring on Brandon Kristol from KOA in Denver. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us, man. I know you were in a snowstorm earlier. I hope that we're off the road and safe now.
We are. I made it all the way to the radio station where I don't think I've been in 3 or 4 weeks because I get to do most of my stuff remotely. But I live a little further west, and it was coming down by me. I get here, and it's sunny, and the streets are clear. So I was a little nervous, but no, we're good, and I'm sure it'll be sunny in the 50s by tomorrow.
I love it. You know, it's sunny, and all things are coming up Broncos right now because they get Nathaniel Hackett, Packers offensive coordinator. What was the initial impression of the hire in Denver, and for those that cover this Broncos team?
I think a lot of people are excited about it, from fans to a couple of players that I talk to. In fact, I do a podcast with defensive lineman Shelby Harris that we tape on Wednesday nights, and I also do our morning update, so I was right there as the news broke this morning and waited to text him until about 7. I'm like, we need to do about 5 or 10 minutes on your new coach to add to the podcast. And he was excited, and he got some texts from some teammates. He's a guy that is from Wisconsin, and all his family are Packers fans, and so they're a little bummed because they think it might mean that Aaron Rodgers is coming. But as a whole, Broncos country is excited for a couple of reasons, but I think the biggest is that he's an offensive-minded coach. After Vance Joseph and then Vic Fangio, before that John Fox, you're relying on good play callers, and you have Peyton Manning mixed in there and even Gary Kubiak for the couple of years. But if you have a really good offensive coach and you're a defensive guy like Dan Quinn, you lose Kyle Shanahan. You lose Steve Sarkisian, right? You lose these guys. So Nathaniel Hackett isn't going to lose himself if he's winning games, just like we see with all these other coaches that are calling plays. All four of them are head coaches that are play callers that are in the championship weekend this week.
You mentioned sort of the angst among the Green Bay fans about the status of Aaron Rodgers, but what's the buzz in Denver? Is the thought that with Hackett comes a very good shot at getting Aaron Rodgers and maybe even Devontae Adams?
I think that until the nail is in the coffin, right, there's no reason to think that it's not a real possibility, because it seems like the writing's on the wall that Aaron really wants out, and he gave him his best years, and they just couldn't get to the Super Bowl as many times as certainly he or any other athlete not named Tom Brady would have liked, right? And now he's going to look for, I don't know if they're greener pastures, but different pastures. And Devontae Adams can get franchised, but they're in such cap hell in Green Bay that it might not make the most sense to bring Devontae Adams back, especially if you don't have Aaron Rodgers, as good as Adams is. If you can package him in a sign and trade where Denver has Jerry Jeudy on a rookie deal, or Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick, who have been productive on more team-friendly deals. I mean, Devontae Adams is the best receiver in football and is going to command, maybe not named Cooper Kupp, I guess, but going to command $20 million-plus. If Amari Cooper makes $20 million, no reason to think Adams won't. So, look, there's a lot of dominoes that have to fall. To just assume that Hackett's here, that means Rodgers is coming, is a little naive, because Rodgers may want to go to Pittsburgh because he likes Mike Tomlin and likes the weapons they have and thinks they have an easier path than maybe going through the AFC West, although the NFC North obviously has some pretty good teams. AFC North, rather. We'll see. I know it can't hurt to have a guy that Rodgers clearly likes and has spoken glowingly about in recent years.
You know, it's a weird situation, though, in Denver, because you get Nathaniel Hackett. If these dominoes do fall, this could be all happening in the middle of an ownership change. Mm-hmm. How is that going to play a role in any of these moves that, when it comes to the bottom line in dollars and cents, these could play major factors if you bring in an Aaron Rodgers and potentially a Davante Adams? What kind of leeway does George Payton have?
I think he has full autonomy, not only to have made this hire, but to make whatever moves necessary. It helps that they have the same capologist that has been held over from the John Elway and Matt Russell regime when they're running the personnel department. And Elway's contract, I think, is probably expiring at the end of the season, if it hasn't already, technically. But Payton, along with what Elway was able to do with this guy, Rich Hurtado, who came over from CAA a few years ago, he's Todd Francis, one of his right-hand guys there when they were at CAA. So he's an agent that the Broncos brought in to be their cap guy. And they've got between $40 and $50 million under the cap that they can play with. So not only that, they've upgraded the facilities in recent years and are right in line with everybody not named the Cowboys in Minnesota with the Vikings' new place. But you talk to people that have played other places and they'll put up Denver's renovations with anyone. So the ownership, even though there hasn't been a real owner, right, is the Bolin family and the Bolin Trust and Joe Ellis running it. You wouldn't know it. And like I said, I do that podcast with Shelby Harris, and we talked about it last week when Joe Ellis's comments came out and that lawsuit was dropped. He's like, yeah, other than we don't have an owner that comes by and shakes our hand after the games, you wouldn't necessarily know that this organization doesn't have somebody that owns it outright necessarily. And so the other thing, too, is they're going to set a record for purchase of an NFL team. Mm-hmm. It's valued at $375. It could go north of $5 or $6 or $7. If someone like Jeff Bezos wants to get in it and go Steve Ballmer on it and says, look, because Steve Ballmer paid $2 billion for the Clippers when they weren't worth, what, more than 1.25, even in L.A., because he didn't want to get outbid 171 to 170, right, or whatever it was. So I think that if some groups get together like that, that really, or an individual like that, that really want to own a team, you'll go way north of $4 billion, and it could be $5-6 billion. And then an owner's not going to skimp on bringing in free agents or having to pay a quarterback even at the end of his career. At least that's the way I would read it. You're not going to spend $4 to $6 billion on something and then start going cheap.
Which makes sense. We're talking with Brandon Kritzall of KOA in Denver, talking about Nathaniel Hackett being hired as the Broncos head coach. And you bring up an interesting point about ownership, because we were just talking about all the other jobs that are still open around the NFL, and like half of them you would want to steer away from because of atrocious ownership issues, whether that's the Texans or the Saints or the Jags or Miami, whatever it is. And so, but what I'm hearing from you is that despite how transitionary the ownership situation is in Denver, it's very stable still, and it's a place where you don't have to worry about that as a new head coach or GM or any sort of tension, I guess, with ownership.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is the way the Broncos are viewed. And I was watching Good Morning Football in between my updates this morning and just kind of, you know, keeping track of the news after the Hackett story broke. And Chris Carter never played a down in Denver. Peter Schrager has no ties to the Denver area. Both those guys, and I think even Kyle Brandt, they were all saying the same thing that lots of people say, that Denver is one of those marquee franchises. And you look at the success they had in the Pat Bowlen era and going to 8 Super Bowls and winning 3, obviously, with Elway and Peyton Manning. People look at Denver not only a destination city, but a destination franchise. We know that it's going to be tough with what the Chargers have and certainly what the Chiefs are right now, and the Raiders have some nice pieces. But anybody that is coming to buy this team knows that they're going to have a chance if they want to build a new stadium potentially, or to completely upgrade the stadium here and perhaps put a roof on it to host a Super Bowl or a canopy or something. And so there's all these opportunities for it's not the Carolina Panthers that are going up for sale. It is a tried and true NFL franchise that, you know, over the last 50 years and certainly over the last 35 has been synonymous with winning and great fans and a great fan base with an 80,000 person waiting list for season tickets.
So, you know, if we're looking at this Denver Broncos organization, they do have a lot of things going their way. And one of the things I love about the Nathaniel Hackett hire is that dude found his way to an AFC championship game with Blake Bortles as his quarterback, you know. So even if the Rodgers situation doesn't come to fruition, What does the future look like with this organization? What direction do you think they would go under center if Aaron Rodgers is not an option?
Well, so George Payton, the new GM last year, said we're going to be in on every deal. And they were in on the Matt Stafford deal. And as much as they talked to Detroit, they weren't ready to get rid of Drew Lock, interestingly enough. And then it never really got going for Drew. And Teddy Bridgewater obviously beat him out when they had a competition where it looked like it was really a tie. And you could see Drew's talent. So Drew is still part of this mix. If you can't get Aaron Rodgers, are you in the Russell Wilson conversation? And I know there's plenty of people listening right now that are Seahawks fans that want to see Russell Wilson finish his career there, and I think that'd be really cool because of how great he's been in the league and obviously for that franchise and for that region. But if Russell Wilson's available, the Broncos are certainly going to be in the mix. Deshaun Watson, there's obviously some legal hurdles there. And any other quarterback that might become available, even if that is a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Baker Mayfield or a Marcus Mariota, who's certainly going to be available as a free agent, they're going to at least kick the tires on every veteran option, especially if they can't land Rodgers. They also are going to be at the Senior Bowl this week, where Kenny Pickett is, and Sam Howell, and Carson Strong, right, from Nevada. And so they're going to exhaust all those options. And even if you bring in one of those rookies, right, I guess if you took Kenny Pickett at 9, you don't have to play him right away. And there's a good chance Drew Locke's going to be well ahead of him. But maybe Nathaniel Hackett comes in and just helps develop Drew Locke as you try to figure out what's next. I don't think that's your plan A by any means. But to just assume that they're kicking Drew Locke to the curb because there's another rookie that they're going to bring in, I guess if they draft him 9, he becomes your quarterback of the future in the short-ish term, right, whether that's week 1 or week 6 or week 10. But they hired Nathaniel Hackett to hire Nathaniel Hackett. And part of the thinking, too, is you've got a guy that you want here for the next 5 or 10 years. His energy seems infectious. And like you said, he got Blake Bortles to an AFC title game. I know the defense had a lot to do with that. So they hired Nathaniel Hackett because they wanted Nathaniel Hackett to be their head coach, not because they were hopeful he'd bring in Aaron Rodgers. So they're confident that Nathaniel Hackett and the rest of the staff that he builds out will be able to develop whomever is under center, unless it's somebody like an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson that certainly doesn't need to be developed. They just need to find the plays they like the most.
Brandon Kristol, KOA in Denver. Really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
All right, AJ and Dusty, thanks a lot. Holler at you, or y'all holler at me, whenever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.